morning. Joining us in studio, bright eyes and smiles, kind of. That's Coach Matt Shumway from the Star Valley Boys basketball team. Couple seniors, Simon Gaskell and Cash Lancaster, also in studio today. And we didn't invite an official, so Simon can't get teed up today. So we made sure not to let that happen during the show, anyway.
You're going to go right with that, huh?
Oh, yeah, of course I am. Absolutely.
Okay, I guess we're starting with that. Simon, there's been a lot of discussion. We posted that online, and I have some friends who are on, who are officials in, in fact, one of them was the one that teed you up. But so my question was, the conversation took place. Did you stare down the guy, or were you just trying not to step on him?
I mean, I kind of stared down him a little bit. I stepped over him just to like get out of the way, but there might have been a little bit of a stare down there.
Okay, all right.
Fair enough.
So I actually asked him online. I'm like, was it the perceived stare down or the flex? Because there's a big flex out there. And he said, I guess you can have a little of one, but not both. It's kind of how he put it.
They don't
want us to let the stare down party. They've been instructed not to let that stuff go. So anyway.
So next time, just do the stare and not the flex.
And not the flex.
Just pick one or the other. But in all seriousness.
Well, before though, as we go back and watch that replay, my favorite thing to do now is watch the reactions of everybody around it.
Yeah.
And Cash had one of the best ones. Like, he was pretty hyped about that. Cash, weren't you?
Oh yeah, I was pretty excited. I wasn't expecting it, and it kind of came out of nowhere. So,
that's kind of the thing. I mean, we know Simon. We know a lot of guys on the team can dunk it, and we know Simon does it really well. But yeah, it just kind of flowed right into it. We went, oh, I guess we're doing that. It was the whole crowd loved it. So,
okay, now you can move on. Go ahead.
So, Coach Shumway, I guess. First off, I just want to ask kind of how you feel like things are headed. You move over here from a long career over in Preston and a lot of success over there, a lot of success in Preston. And obviously the Braves are having a good season, but are you at where you felt or wanted to be at this point in the season?
Obviously we're pretty happy where we're at right now. Things have progressed a little faster than I anticipated. That's credit to these kids for paying attention to detail and what we want them to do and buying into what we're trying to do. And so I would say we're a little bit further along than I anticipated would be at this point, but at the same token, we're excited where we're at and keep trying to get where we want to be.
Well, Coach, you've won 14 of 15, 11 straight. You're undefeated inside the 4A West, right? Go back to those earlier season games where you picked up a couple of those early losses. I mean, we could see it watching. You guys you talked about it too, trying to just get in that rhythm, no summer ball, trying to find the rotations. But once things clicked, things clicked for you guys.
Yeah, it really has. And really, I credit a lot of that to just getting comfortable with the system. As you saw that first weekend, our shooting percentages were not pretty. And a lot of that is just first time on the court, varsity, my first time as a varsity coach. There was just a feeling out process, but the more comfortable these boys are getting with it and the more I get to know them, we can put each other in better positions and the points will follow.
Guys, one of the things that strikes me about this team is how interchangeable everybody seems to be. I mean, I know, Simon, you're kind of referred to as the big guy, but there's a lot of interchangeable parts. It seems like you kind of go 1 through 11 really. And it seems like if you're asking a player to do certain things, they can just move over and do certain things. Cash, you in particular, if they need you to score, you score. But it seems like you kind of get, you seem to really enjoy setting up your teammates because you're leading the team in assists.
I mean, yeah, I'm a point guard, so I try to facilitate for the other guys, and when they're all making shots, it's just fun to get them shots. And I mean, we have so many guys that can score on the team, then we just, whoever's hitting it that day, that's who we're going to. So,
Cash, talk more about that guard line with PJ and Cooper when he comes off the bench, and that guard line for you guys. What is point one in the offense when you come across and set up the half court offense? And you're out there holding up fingers, calling plays, and doing what you guys do. Like, what's the first goal for you guys?
either coach will have a play called for us and we just have hand signals for it, or we'll just coach sometimes trusts us to call our own plays. And then after that, we're just trying to get into something so we know as a team what we're doing as a team. And then based off of that, we go throughout the plays until we get to a point where we can try to attack and facilitate off of that and stuff.
Something else that's taken place this year, you guys are on a great streak right now, and you've won some games by, you know, this last weekend is kind of a good example. You've won games by a lot, and then you've had to figure out how to win closer games. You've been able to do that. Talk about that adaptability, because it seems like you guys never seem to hang your head at the end of a game going, oh man, we're behind. We don't know if we're going to pull this out. You know, like up in Riverton, you guys pulled out that game. You had a game against Green River, you won a game. What's some of the mindset that you have when you're on the court? Simon, let's start with you.
Just don't give up. You know, like we were down 10 at Riverton with 2 minutes left. Like that's plenty of time to make something happen. You know, that's just like whenever you got to dig in and mentally not break down.
Also, another thing is Coach Shumway's always told us we got to find a way to win. So, like, maybe if it's not our best shooting night, we just got to find a way to be able to make stuff happen. So, even if we're not shooting lights out from the three, we got to find a way to win. And even if you only win by one or two, you're still W in the win column. So
of course, you guys have Jackson tonight, right? The big rivalry. It's always a little more intense, it seems, when you go to Jackson. You guys beat them last time. Jackson shot horrible, and they never shoot horrible in Jackson. So what are you guys focused on this week against the Bronx?
Just hustle. You know, Jackson, they're a solid team. They're long, but, I mean, we're fast. We'll hustle, be physical with them. Just the little things like on defense, getting your butt down, closing out right, stuff like that.
Yeah, Jackson's been playing very well lately. So, I mean, we've been working on our matchups and what we need to do personally so we can work together well as a team. And then, yeah, what Simon said, we might be a little bit smaller, but hopefully we're a little bit quicker and be able to do all the little things right, because we need to do those right in order to win tonight.
When Simon was talking about the fundamentals, Coach Shumway's over here just smiling. He's like, he was listening. Yeah. and he repeated it right into the mic. That was great.
You never know with Simon.
You know, I was just kind of joking about this, guys, but how do you try and manage the energy of going into a game where it always seems like every game you kind of have to establish a rhythm. And sometimes that comes easy. Sometimes you hit the first shot. Sometimes it's hard, and it takes a while to get going. How do you manage that type of mindset when you go on the road like this? It's going to be full. It's going to be a kind of a raucous crowd. And how do you, Coach, how do you maybe call a game, especially in the first quarter, to kind of get your guys going?
That's a good question, and it's always a challenge on the road. One of the things is you focus on what you can control. We always talk about controllables. Attitude and effort are the two things we can control. Everything else is, you know, outside of that. So we talk about we can play hard no matter where we are. We can have a good attitude, be positive, work together with each other. Sometimes shots will fall, sometimes they won't. But the biggest thing we can do is just take it one play at a time. We try to simplify, keep things focused on what's right in front of us instead of everything outside of that.
Star Valley High School boys basketball coach Matt Shumway in studio today. A couple seniors, Simon Gaskell, Cash Lancaster, also in studio. Coach, of course, you have Jackson tonight, then you're home tomorrow. Senior night tomorrow, believe it or not already. You got two of your seniors here with Cash and Simon, but then you have a couple more that aren't here, PJ and Max, and both have been playing great all year long. What do you got to say about this group of seniors?
Oh, I can't speak highly enough of those four. They've been absolutely tremendous with their positivity, their focus, their leadership. You know, coming in, I didn't really know what to think of the program in general of, you know, who was coming back. I'd watched film, of course, but I couldn't be more grateful for how these four have helped establish the culture that we want to establish. They've been, you know, they've worked so hard since day one. They've earned everything that's been given to them. I told them all, I said, I don't promise you anything when we started this year, and they have earned everything that they've gotten, and that I couldn't be happier with what they're doing, and we got a few weeks left to go. So,
Coach, one of the things I want, and I know coaches typically don't like to look ahead, but one of the things I want to talk about is you guys played a couple of the top-ranked Eastern teams early. like I think two of the first three games were against these teams, and you had not even kind of established your rotation yet. When you think about those games and the potential rematch with some of these teams in a state tournament setting, how does that make you feel in terms of the development of the team over the course of the season?
Yeah, you know, it's tough because we have such a fight just to get out of our side in general. There's so much parity just statewide, I feel like. But those Eastern teams, you know, they play such a fast physical style. We were pretty wide-eyed those first a couple of games against them. They really got after us pretty fast. I would like to think that we've matured and grown up a lot since we took those couple of losses. But you never know until you get on the court with them. We've been through some battles, and we've got some big battles coming up with us, including tonight and tomorrow, that can only help us if we take it the right way and prepare ourselves for hopefully another chance down the road. But there's a lot to play out still.
Again, that's Coach Matt Shumway with Simon Gaskin with Cash Lancaster. Braves at Jackson tonight, and then senior night tomorrow for the Lady Braves and the Braves as they host Evanston on a Saturday afternoon. Wrap up the regular season in Green River next weekend, and then after that, you're regionals and state, and you're off and rolling. Now, Coach Shumway, before we close out here, we did give your two seniors here a little grief at the beginning, and we can't let you slide either. I noticed the media productions class at Star Valley High School posted a fun video that you were involved with. I didn't know you had those dance moves in you, Coach. I had no idea you had those.
I didn't know I had them in me either. It just happened.
I might have to go put that video in the broadcast tonight at some point. We'll have to see if we can swing that in there.
You know, I always like to tell kids, we were all cool before we had kids.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Of us were cool.
I've never claimed to be a dancer, I'll tell you that.
Well, you disproved that, though, in that video. Well, guys, appreciate you coming in. Good luck tonight. We'll see you up in Jackson.
Thank you.
It's all part of First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday on the SBI Radio Network.